All right, what's going on, everybody? It's Tuesday. It's May, 18th, 2021. And you guys are on the street with Ali Reza. Welcome to the show. Welcome. Did you guys betray your families in the last, let's say, 6 to 8 months? Did you get up in the morning, decide to go on some, I don't know. How long has it should be on TV? Oprah hasn't been on TV for like 30, 40 years. She's a goddamn billionaire, but come on. We saw the shows you had. Some guy that said he wrote a book, then he didn't write the book. That was the kind of scandal you were covering. Now you're trying to do world affairs. Did any of you get up in the morning and go disappoint your families? Like that rat? What have I been saying about fucking rats? Everywhere you go, there's rats. Here's another. Harry, how could you disappoint your family? Harry, why won't you pick up our calls? Why do I have to leave you a voice? Harry, how can you disappoint your entire family? We had blood money deposited directly into your account every month. And now you're on Oprah. Disappointing your family. How can you let your family down? Those are the fucking calls he's getting, and rightfully so. I can't believe I'm saying this. From 1988 to 2021, I was against the royal family. Now I'm kind of I agree with him a little bit. You know, you insulted him a little bit. You can't do that. Oh, man, I've seen this happen. I've seen this shit happen all the time. I've seen this shit happen. Got a young white male. You know, then in this case, it's like the ultimate. He's a ginger, too. So you know for sure he hadn't even seen brown sugar until he was like third year university. No way he left that fucking castle in Luff. You know? Yeah, he would have been hitting the bars and fucking Boxer, come on, let's drink. That's what most British are. People think they got the image of the royal family. Some guy with a fucking tux sticking his finger out. You know, he's got a feather in his cap. Shit like that. That's not most of Britain's. Come on, let's fucking drink and go fuck some French car. That's how they fucking sound. It's eerily similar to the Al Akbar people. You know, it's close. They fucking make fun of them, but they're no different. This guy hadn't even seen brown. He didn't even know brown sugar existed. You know, he walked by a Donaire place once in a fucking while. In Brigham, I don't know. The fuck's going on over there on that island? In Tottenham? You know. But then he sees this. I've seen this shit happen. I've seen this. And I gotta say, this girl is doing Middle Eastern level of shit. She's doing some Middle Eastern level girl shit on this guy. Oh, I've seen it happen with the Lebanese women. Oh, Lebanese. You see a Lebanese girl with a white guy? Look at him right now in the face. In 3 months, he's going to grow a fucking beard. He's going to be eating hummus, driving erratically. And he'll want to go over there and fight for the cause. He'll be fucking ready. I don't even know why they fucking fight themselves. They just send in the fucking women. They know what's up. Oh, they will get in there. Oh, I've seen this. And it's happening now with this poor ginger boy. This poor ginger boy, he's getting, you know, she's cute. You know, Listen, in LA, she's like a fucking 6. Okay? In England, she's like a 12. 12 for sure. She win a fucking beauty contest over there. God damn. But she got him. I've seen it happen. Everybody's seen this happen. You've seen it happen to your friends. Seen it happen in high school. I saw it all the time. A lot of Lebanese chicks. A lot of Syrians around where I grew up. Once in a while, they'd find a way to date a young white male. Young white male behind the family's back. I see it happen with all the Middle Eastern. I'm not going to single out a couple of groups. Every Middle Eastern country, group, whatever. Turkish people. Seen it. Even Yemenis. I see it. Oh, but do they fucking know what they're doing? They know what they're doing. Oh, whoa, that. This guy. This guy's going to be fucking, he's going to be president of NASCAR by the time this woman is done. What do they have to do? What is she going to, what is her goal? if my goal is to just destabilize a war crime family that has been in power for about, I don't know, like 1,200 years, give or take, you know, depending on how you're counting with numbers. About 1,200 years, they've been running some shit. And then they pulled some Jedi mind trick on people. In history, you know, even here in Canada, in like fifth grade or some shit, the way they taught the royal family is they kind of went, they ran some shit for a while, but they stepped down gracefully and let democracy prevail. No, they didn't. They wanted to, they have everything they used to have. They got the money coming in, still living in a shiny castle. Scandals left and right. You whack the daughter, nobody cares. But now they don't even have to work. At least those guys, they had to put on a fucking suit once in a while, go down to Parliament. I don't know, right? Sign something, sign a bill, suggest some shit. Hey, why don't we do NHS? Why don't we let fucking, why don't we let these Jamaicans get on TV? Let some Jamaicans on the BBC. Why not? You know, they come in with a couple good suggestions. Every once in a while, they would have to come to work. They had to fucking put on a suit, get that fucking, what is that? What the fuck's she wearing on her head? Looks like some girl from Brentwood's wedding. On her fucking head. She got like a bouquet on her head. Fresh flowers every day. Some poor Guatemalan chick got to fucking pick it up for her. At least they had to work. Now they're doing it for fucking free. What the fuck was it? This Middle Eastern girls are going to take down the royal family. Why the fuck is Hamas even buying these crappy Iranian rockets? Why the fuck would they do that? Stop buying them. They suck. They keep getting intercepted. These are the worst fucking rockets I've ever seen. He wouldn't be a third string quarterback. It's like 0 for 11. His first 11 throws, miss. They're all picks. It's not even a miss. What am I even talking about? It's not even 0 for 11. He's going 0 for 11, all pick six. They're like redirecting. What do I know about it? Here's what I know. They got to send in the women. I don't know if I don't fucking fight a war. All I know is don't buy rockets from Iranians. They're using all kinds of fake parts. Oh, this reminds me of my fucking cousin. I just had this conversation with my lady. Knows them the fucking air one time. And, anyways, don't buy the fucking... don't buy the goddamn rockets. I would know. Fake parts, things like that. Not saying any names. Rat on my family like I'm some fucking Prince Harry. I swear to God, I thought Charles died. Like 2 weeks ago, I went on a rant about Prince Charles. It wasn't Prince Charles dying. Who was it that died? I'm sorry. That motherfucker's still alive. Even I felt bad. That guy's still alive. He's still going strong. Oh, his wife. Not the best looking. Oh, not the... I tell you, not the best looking gal. Oh, boy. Been in the track. So better look at things there. Jesus. Not good. It's not good. You would think with all the money and all the fucking artwork they've stolen, you could swing at least a six. Harry did it. You know? What are we talking about? We're not talking about no Brad Pitt here. You know, he fucking managed to do it. Got himself a nice looking girl. Good for him. Good for him. It's costing him a little bit. It's costing him a little bit. I mean, here's the thing. You ratted out his family. You never do that. Even if your family here, you just don't rat. Here's what you do. You ignore them. You don't return their calls. You change your number. Things of that nature. You move. You move into some, I don't know, mountain. Go in a hole. Maybe get a cave. Some sort of a wood shed. Those are the things you do. Maybe you write a manifesto. Shit like that. You do something. But this is not what you do. You don't rat out your family. I mean, we learned that. We learned that in fucking Godfather 1. Godfather 1. We learned that. This is a good time to bring up my one and only sponsor. The good people of 1kyokushin.com. You know, what can I say about 1kyokushin.com that hasn't been said before? They got shirts, okay? They got shirts for men. They got shirts for women. You could buy either one. The guy, he's got a hoodie. He's got bags coming. He's got gloves. You got to go to buy the fucking product. These are classy goddamn people. Fight fans, go to 1kyokushin.com. The number 1, KYOKUSHIN. I'll put the link in the description. Oh, he's got the green. I like the fucking green one. I want the green one in a medium. I want the green one in a medium. Who do I have to... He fucking ships it out of London, by the way. All this shit I talk about. I love you guys. I love you. The things I say, I'm not lying. I'm not saying it in a diss, but it's not a lie. Anyways, go to 1kyokushin.com. I'm going to put the link in the description. Go support the guy's page. He's a good guy. He's a fucking gentleman. Has your back all the time. Shit like that. You know, go. You want to support a respectable community? You know, you want to have some fucking respect? Give your money to them. Okay? It's going in an English bank, but it's going in his pocket. They're going to take their cut. That's just the way it is. I can't do anything about it. He can't do anything about it. I don't know what happened. 40, 50 years ago, there was a war. They lost a couple of people that shouldn't have got into the banking system. They changed a couple of laws. Next thing you know, they're taking a cut. And your pension, I don't know what happens. They got the water is dirty. It's not good. There's stabbings everywhere. They blame it on the Jamaicans, but some of them are Nigerian too. Like you can't just blame everything on the Jamaican. You know, it's not good. It's not good what's going on over there. But hey, go to 1kyokushin.com. Okay? Buy the shirts and wear the shirts. That's not their motto. That's just some shit I don't know. I don't know what else. Here's the thing. I'm a thirsty motherfucker. There's a lot of rats. Okay? There's a lot of rats in the world. A lot of things are wrong in the world. A lot of things are fucking right. You know, a lot of things are right. Am I gonna listen to the doctors? I don't know. Am I gonna go with my brain and wait, or should I, listen to better brains? That's the question. That is the question. I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what. One thing I do know is I am less and less likely to watch another basketball game until the playoffs start. Still every day I see some more ridiculous. It's like I want to check in on the NBA, but every time I go on, there's something more ridiculous than the way before, and I don't get it. They got a fan going into the Hall of Fame. They got a fucking fan going into the Hall of Fame. Now there's no disrespect to Nav. I don't know what his last name is. Okay, I don't know what it's like. I can make a couple of assumptions that'll be offensive. But some people, you know, there's a chance. It's like 30%. 30% it's what, you know? It might be Singh. I'm just saying, it's 33% probably. And there's no disrespect to him. He's a fucking great fan. Apparently he's like self-made businessman. He had car dealerships in the Toronto area. Mississauga, Peel, around there, he's doing some shit. He's selling cars. He started out as a salesman, then he started his own dealerships. He makes a lot of money. Enough money to purchase courtside seats for forever. I think he's been there since day one. He's been there every fucking day, sitting in there courtside, you know, probably acting like a fucking gentleman. He's always got a big smile on his face. Every time I see him on TV or the news or whatever, he's got a big fucking smile on his face. You look at him, you're like, damn, that guy's happy. Why can't I be a little bit, just a little bit of that? Okay, I don't want all of it, but like, I'll take like 15% of him. I'd love to. But that's not the way the world works. This guy's sitting courtside. He's got to be around a bunch of fucking bankers. You know, some guy that fucking works for TD. He's like CEO. I don't know what he's got blood. You can point river. I don't know. There's blood on his shoes. There's a lot going on. He beats his wife. It's terrible. Got to sit next to drunks. He's got to deal with Drake there with his fucking Wahhabi beard looking like Al-Zawahidi. You know? And his fucking jerk off crew. Lil Xan shows up. He's got to deal with this. He fucking For years, he fucking sold used cars. Do you have any idea how hard it is to sell used cars to these fucking animals in Peel? Peel region is by far Toronto's worst region. I can't imagine the fucking patience and resolve this man had to have to sell that many cars to be able to purchase courtside fucking tickets. The amount of fucking animals they have to deal with that come in. Oh, God. I can't. He had to deal with the public. Let's just say that. Forget cars. You work at a fucking Baskin Robbins. Any fucking job you deal with the public, you would lose at least 5 to 10 years of life expectancy. There's no fucking Baskin Robbins cashier that's going to live till 85. I don't care what if they're from the south of Greece and their life expectancy is 97 average in their family. It's not fucking happening. You deal with the public. Can you fucking imagine? Have you any of you fucking people been to Brampton? This is the worst place in Canada. This is, I would straight up rather be in Fallujah because at least I would die there. The worst thing that could happen in Brampton won't kill you, but you will want to die. It's the worst region in Canada, and this guy had to sell cars to these fucking animals. Now he fucking affords courtside. It's great, but do we have to elect him, induct him, whatever, into the goddamn Hall of Fame? How the fuck, you're going to be a player. You're going to be a player that just missed the cut. Maybe you talked a lot of shit. Maybe you got a few too many white women pregnant. Pissed off the owners a little bit with that. Just a little bit. You got like fucking 12,000 rebounds. You played 18 years. You came back from a meniscus injury in the 80s. Where they didn't, what did they do? They fucking just stabbed you with some heroin and said it'll heal. Let the fucking Harry heal your meniscus tear. And for some reason, they don't induct you. You got a beef with somebody there. Someone with really white hair that just doesn't like you. Talked a lot of shit. You pushed Charles Barkley. You elbowed him in the back of the head once. They don't like you. Whatever. But you had fucking 12,000 rebounds or something. Can you imagine you're sitting there? You're probably in a two-bedroom. Sitting there. And you see this dude? This dude got in the Hall of Fame. You know? He can't even run a burpee. How's he going to get in the fucking Hall of Fame? You know? How are you going to... If you're going to have a fan... If you're going to have a fan, you don't have a nice guy. How much did he sacrifice for the game? Get the guy that beat his wife after the Super Bowl and had to fucking endure that. Imagine that. That guy's... If he stayed a fan after that incident, got arrested, probably did a couple of years, she left him. Took all his shit. And rightfully so. Don't get me wrong. I am on the woman's side on this issue. But now you got to see this. Now you got to see that. That's the fan they should have gave it to. It's the one that sacrificed the most. Got in a fight. I know this guy. I was fucking serious at the time. I was more serious than I am now. Like I was like yelling at me, arguing, shit like that. But this guy took it to another level. He I don't know. It was over a game. They were fans of rival teams, and he said he punched him at a wedding. He's like, yeah, Sunday I was at a wedding. I punched this guy. Like, what? He's like, yeah, I punched this guy over the game. He's talking a lot of shit. I punched him in the fucking face. I'm like, God, over a game at a wedding? Whose wedding? Oh, my little niece. My little niece is getting married. And, you know, one thing led to another. I just had to hit him. He just sucking him. Hit him right in the wrist. Just hit him right between... Red number one and red number two. I'm also studying to be a massage therapist. What? What? Now you gotta see that. You gotta see Nav. What's his name? I should look it up. This is why I don't have anything at my fucking desk. I'm gonna eventually, like, I should maybe this episode put the fucking video up. But if you guys ever see this desk, I got nothing in front. I got to the water. Got a fucking thing. I keep fucking, you know? I don't want the laptop. Now I got to fucking research. Look it up yourselves. Well, what am I? Fucking, you know what you're coming here for. I'm not here to teach you shit. What am I going to do? Talk about the fucking crisis over there? What the fuck was my solution? I love when people fucking ask me here. Like, I've said this before. I fucking moved to a small town. A lot of whites. Long story short, a lot of whites. And I understand I look fucking translucent. But I'm talking like, you know, meat and potato eating people. Meat and potato, like, they don't know what the fuck, they know, you know, rice is exotic. Soy sauce is exotic to them. They're like, oh, shit. You know, they got Hunt's tomato sauce in the fucking international aisle of the grocery store. That's what I'm talking about, okay? They come to me like I fucking have the answers. Hey, what's going on in, what's going on in Gaza? What, can you explain what's happening in three paragraphs or less? Like, what? Listen, it's a fucking bloodbath. That's what I know. What are you coming to me like? I got the fucking answers. It's a goddamn bloodbath. What do you want from me? A fucking history lesson? You didn't go to school? Most of my days, people coming up to me and asking me stupid shit. That's like 45% of my day. And then me, I fucking return the favor. You know? I didn't need to go and fucking attack that doctor. The guy was probably trying to go home after a fucking 18-hour shift. He's got me coming up to him. You know, with a fucking brown bag. I wasn't drinking. It was a fucking bag from the bakery. It's just getting bread. But it looked, I don't know, it was shaped like a fucking bottle. So he probably thought it was high and had a fucking Colt 45 in that brown paper bag. Like some fucking Moses-like looking motherfucker. That's what the... You can't, is this fucking controversial? What happened to sports? You can't have fans in the Hall of Fame. You what the fuck? Where's Fireman Ed? Is it Fireman Ed or Fred from the Jets? The abuse he took. He was there at every game. Not only did he have to fucking watch the Jets, the fucking New York Jets. One of the worst teams. Let me tell you something. Joe Namath, he's in the fucking Hall of Fame because he talked some shit and it stuck. If he didn't do that, that one Super Bowl took him to the Hall of Fame. He had the terrible career. Terrible. He had like fucking, his interception touchdown ratio was like 1-1. Something nuts. He may have thrown even more interceptions. Look up the stats. I got nobody to look this up. This fucking laptop's too far. I'm not looking it up. But it was near 1-1 ratio. Touchdown interceptions. He wouldn't be in there, but the fucking Fireman had to get, he's probably looking at Nav. Getting a little bit, you know, I'd be getting a little angry. I would maybe set a fire. Set a fire. What's that? What do they call that? When a guy sets a fire and then he comes to the rescue? And he's the hero. If he wants to be the hero. Something complex. I don't know. Look it up. Here's another thing to fucking look up. You know? Come to me for education because I'll say a bunch of shit I don't know. And then you got to look it up. That's the level of education I have. What are you going to do? What am I going to do? Talk about it? You coming up to me for the fucking 2 cents? Turn the fucking news on. You know, don't turn on. You turn on fucking Australian Fox News. That fucking, what is it? Sky News? Fucking Sky News Australia. That shit's hilarious. Sky News Australia is ridiculous. Unbelievable. Here it is, the terrorists. They just had to bring up Iran. I fucking turned it on for 30 seconds. Terrorists, Iranian regime. My accent is the royal family, Australian. It's all the fucking same. They all sound the same to me. What the, whatever. All the people that eat crap food over there, they sound the same to me. I don't know. Oh, I'm kidding. I love you guys. But come on, I'm turning on the fucking Australian news. What? Make something better. At least it used to be funny.
Yeah, China. Yeah, they used to go to bed China all the time.
Now I'm like, you know, maybe I'm biased. Now you talk about Iran, I'm like, all right, you motherfuckers. Now it's personal. Before you talk shit about China, I don't care. My girl's Chinese. It just, even she didn't care. I don't. How are you gonna be Chinese and care? If there was 2 billion of me, 2 billion of me, hairy fucking arm motherfuckers, running around acting erratically, nothing would fucking bother me. You think I'd give a shit about this poor guy, you know, selling cars, getting into the Basketball Hall of Fame? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what he's fucking feeling right now? He used to sell cars. Now he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Can't hit a free throw. Fucking hell. It's 20 fucking 21, guys. There's a fan in the Hall of Fame. He's shaped like my dad. Like, if it was nighttime and you shined a flashlight and just a silhouette, was showing, just a little shadow. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. He looks like my dad. You know what I mean? Just a little, got the fucking, the watermelon in there. They're not heavy. There's something about Middle Eastern people, South Asian. They get, I don't know, maybe not the South Asian, but Middle Eastern men for sure. Middle Eastern men for sure. You know, they'll have regular arms, skinny legs. It all just goes to the belly, and it's like empty. It sounds like a fucking watermelon. Sounds like a drum. You're hitting a hollow, you know? Sounds like a good bit. And that's how they get the fucking, find out how sweet the watermelon is. They tap it like we tap their stomachs, you know? I can't pick them out in a lineup. His body, my dad's body, they're two of the same. But he's in the fucking Hall of Fame. My dad drives a school bus. That's what's going on. That's what you gotta do. Don't do anything. Why try out for your high school basketball team? You know? Why possibly get molested by the gym teacher? Why go to college where they won't let you make any money? You know, they won't let you make any money. And unless you're the top guy getting those checks under the table, they're buying your parent, you know, they put the car in your parents' name, they put a house in your aunt's name, so the NCAA's none the wiser. You know, why do that? Why get drafted? Go to training camp, blood, sweat, tears, get injured. Come back from injury. Your agent starts stealing from you. You get a new agent. You know, all the fucking kids in the neighborhood, they're suddenly calling you, acting like they're your best friend. Hey, what's going on? Guy I haven't talked to in fucking 4 years. Can you imagine the shit an NBA player has been through? Come on. No one's harder on the NBA players than me. But they do go through some shit. With that money comes some shit. I would be fucking pissed. I would be so fucking pissed. He's got a couple of rings, doesn't he, as a player with the Lakers? He's got at least two. There's another thing to look up. How many fucking rings does Byron Scott have? You know what? This is the one thing I am going to pick up. I'm going to fucking pause this and look it up. Byron Scott has 3 NBA championships. 3 NBA championships. There's people in there. I get it. It's a team sport, but he's got 3 fucking NBA championships and he's not in the Hall of Fame. You got the used car salesman in the Hall of Fame. How the fuck am I going to respect you, NBA? Help me. I'm trying to come back. I want to come back, but every time I fucking come back, you got a used car salesman in the fucking Hall of Fame. He fucking coached and he played. How much has this guy contributed to the NBA? 3 NBA championships, not in the Hall of Fame. Used car salesman in the Hall of Fame. That is fucking 2021 in a nutshell. Why do you think every fucking person you meet in the street trying to get a fucking prescription drug, whatever they're out doing, they're telling you everything's fake. Everything's fake because you got a used car salesman in the Hall of Fame. You got multinational championships. 3 ring, coach, player, been in the game for 30 years, not in the Hall of Fame. How the fuck am I going to respect you? You know, it's not happening. Good night.